So Sawat Shani by Dabra Hashem Shalim on the Koim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Me'ei Samidyonim. Hashem says to Moshe, I want you to go take revenge. The vengeance of the Bnei Yisrael Me'ei Samidyonim for the Midyonim, Achar, and afterwards, Teo Seif Alamecha, and then you will die. And one more mission. Hashem over here is giving Moshe Rabbeinu one more mission before Moshe Rabbeinu is basically going to die. What's the last mission? The last mission is to exact revenge from the Midianim, and then you will die. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Aleph. There is no Rashi in Pasuk Aleph. What is the targum to Pasuk? Hashem says to Moshe, saying, let's go to Pasuk Beis. I'm sorry, there is a Rashi in Pasuk Beis. What does Rashi say? Take revenge me'es ha-Midianim, from the Midianim. V'loi me'es ha-Moavim. So the question over here is, why dafka from Midian, not from Moab? There were two partners. There was Bilam. Bilam was from Moab, and Bilam was from Midian. Balak was from Moab. Balak was the one who tried. But Balak was the one who hired Bilam. I'm not so sure that's correct. Bilam was from Moab. But the point here is that Balak was from Moab. And Balak hired Bilam, and when Bilam failed, Bilam told Balak, listen, I failed in cursing them, but I'll give you some good advice. Go cause the Jewish people to be nichshol in arayos with the Midianim. Now, so over here, when it comes now to take revenge, we would expect that we should take revenge from Moab. They're the ones who really instigated the Midianim to cause the Jewish boys to be nichshol in arayos with these women. So he writes over here, no, shamo avim nichnasu ledavar machmas yira. So the answer is, the reason why Moab is not going to be punished here at this moment is because the reason why they attacked Klal Yisrael and instigated this whole event was because they were afraid. They were afraid of Klal Yisrael, so therefore they have a good excuse. Shahayu Yureyim Mehem Shayigyu Shaylalim, or some, they were afraid that they would despoil them. They would attack and take away all of their assets. Shleinemar Ela Al Tisker Bam Milchama. The only thing that Hashem told them was, don't make a war. But even though there would not be a war, maybe the Jewish people would demand that the Midianim, that the Moavim, hand over all of their wealth. Aval Midianim Nisarvu Al Riv Loy Lahem. But the Midianim had no business. Now, I don't know all the exact details of why not, but the Midianim were not part of this whole thing altogether. And because the Midianim had nothing to do with anything over here, there's no reason why the Midianim should have entered into this war, into this battle, and caused Klal Yisrael harm, and therefore they are very evil, and that's why they have to be destroyed. That's answer number one. The Baracha, answer number two. Mnei shtei peredois toivois sheyeshli lohitzi mehem. Rus ha-Moavia v'namo ha-Amonis. Rus came from David. Rus came from David, and she came from Moav. Nama was the wife of Shlomo. One of Shlomo HaMelech's wives was Nama from Amonis. So this is an incredible Rashi. Rashi is saying that the truth is that really Hashem has told Moshe, I want you to go wage war against these two nations, Amon and Moab. And I would want you really to obliterate them off the face of the earth. But being that there are going to be two people that are going to come forth from this nation, it's worthy, then you should not engage now in any battle whatsoever. Okay, so that's Rashi. There are two pirush and Rashi as to why only the Midianim, not the Moavim. Number one, again, is because the Moavim had a good excuse as to why they made trouble. They were afraid. They were afraid that Klal Yisrael would take away their wealth. Because Hashem told them, don't make with them a mulchama. The implication is, don't make with them a mulchama, but humble them by taking away all their money. They were afraid. So that's why they have a good excuse why they entered into a war. But the Midianim have no excuse whatsoever. And therefore, they are guilty, they have to be destroyed. Interpretation number two, really, the Moav should be destroyed the same like Midian. And the only reason why Moshe held back was because Moav, because Hashem was going to bring forth from Moav Moav Rus Hamovia. Now let's see what it says in the Targum Pasuk base. Ispira Puronus Bnei Yisrael. I want you to punish, to pay. The Puronus, the punishment of Bnei Yisrael min mid Yanoe. Bosar came afterwards. Tis Kinesh Lamoch, you will die. Okay, so now let's see what here he says in the appears will be on the start of the bottom. Ispara. What is this word of the Mispara means? I want you to pay. Kosav Avudraham. Hakel Hanifra Lonu Mitsarenu. Okay, we say this in Ma'ariv, in Arvis. Birchus Kriyashu Shal Arvis, we say Hashem Hanifra Lonu Mitsarenu. What does that mean? Lashon Nikoma Miloshon Befroya Prois Be Yisrael Hisnadev Om. This is the Pasuk in Shaykh from the Shiras Devaira. Shiras Devaira, we say when there are breaches made in the Jewish people. And there it says, and so that's what the synonym of the Targum translates. So the Targum, the Koyim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael, is going back over here. Ispara Puronus. Take revenge. Ispara comes from the word payment. They should get what they deserved. They caused you harm, and they now have to pay the consequences. They have to be harmed. And that's what it means. Ispira puronus, revenge. It's payday. Rashi did not comment on the word at all, so we have to assume that Rashi is in full agreement. And when it says over here, min midya no'e, there's really nothing more. Okay, pasuk gimel. Vayidaber Moshe la'am. So Moshe spoke to the people, and he told them, lemar hecholutzu mi'etchem anashim la'atzova. What does it mean, the word hecholutzu? Hecholutzu means like chalitza. Or what does chalitza mean? Chalitza means to loosen the straps. To loosen. To take off the shoe. So here we would assume it means that you should withdraw. Hecholutzu me'itachem. Withdraw from your ranks, anoshim, men, latzava, to join the army. In order to fight, the Yihyu al Midyan, they will be appointed, assigned to an army that will go to battle against Midyan, Losais, to deliver Nikmas Hashem, the vengeance of Hashem, be Midyan in Midyan. Okay, so this we have here the same exact word. We have Nikom going back to take revenge, Nikom Nikmas Bnei Yisrael, and now it's Nikmas Hashem. Now notice there is a discrepancy. Pasuk Beis, it says Nikom. Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. When Moshe went and he told the people, Hecholutzu me'itchem anashim la'atzva v'yom Midyan la'seis, to deliver Nikmas Hashem b'Midyan. So there appears to be here a contradiction. Is the Nekama of Hashem, or is the Nekama of Klal Yisrael? So let's see Rashi. Rashi, it says, Vaydaber Moshe. Moshe spoke, Af b'Yishe Shamash. Sheshama shemisasa tuli bedavar, also besimcha velo echar. Even though that he knew that when he finishes this mission he will die, he did the mission with joy and did not delay. And how does Rashi do with simcha? We'll go back and we'll see. He cholutzu. So Rashi here says ki targumoi, like the targum l'shoyn chalutzei tzava. Chalutzei tzava means people who are the chalutzei tzava. What does it mean, chalutzei tzava? What does that word mean? It means mizuyonim, armed. People that have weapons, that have been trained, and know exactly what to do. That's what now anoshim, what kind of people? I want tzadikim. V'chein bochar lanu anoshim. We have to go to the next Rashi. V'chein anoshim chachamim viduim. See, in this pasuk it says also, Anoshim Chacham Vidu means Tzadikim. Nikmas Hashem, Sheho'oimed Kineged Yisrael, anyone that stands up against the Jewish people, Kilo Oimed Kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if they're coming to fight against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi here is coming to answer our question. Why did Moshe deviate from what Hashem told him? Hashem said to Moshe, I want you to go find men that are going to exact vengeance from the Jewish people. And Moshe said, Nikmas Hashem, Sheho'oimed Kineged Yisrael. So the Rashi says it's all the same. It's all the same because someone who starts up with Klal Yisrael is starting up with Hashem. And notice the Jewish, the Chiba, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he puts the focus on us. And when Moshe talks, he puts the focus on Hashem. The two are interchangeable. Yisrael v'oraisa v'kudsha bruchu charu, Klal Yisrael, the Torah, and Hashem, it's one. So they're interchangeable. However, even though they're interchangeable, when you speak, you can put the focus on whichever one you want. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his humility, he puts the focus on Hashem. And when Hashem speaks about us, Hashem puts the focus on Klal Yisrael. Okay, so what have we learned? Let's go back to the previous pasuk. Chazor l'pasuk. What have we listed? What's wrong? Back to one page. Here's the right page. No, this also. What's going on over here? What am I doing over here? This is. What is going on? I'm just. This is not the. This is the page. Here it is. Okay. Vayidas. Let's review pasuk da'at gimel. Vayidav and Moshe. Moshe spoke el ha'am le'mar. I want you to arm. Rashi says, look in the Targum, we're going to see the Targum in a moment. I want you to arm your me'itchem from you, anoshim tzadikim, latzava, for the army, the yihi yu'al midyai, and they shall be against. Yihi means that they should engage in battle, what says to deliver nikmas Hashem b'midyan against me. Let's see what it's over here in the Targum. Targum says, umalil moshim amol l'meimar saying, zurizu, arm, pick up weapons, put in the ammunition into your cannons and your tanks, into your pistols. Minechoin, from you. Guvrin. Now notice, it does not say over here, tzadikim, it says men. Lichela, for the army. Okay, v'yehoin al midyon, and they shall be against midyon. Limitan puronus, punishment. Dein din amei Hashem. The nation of, now here you see an incredible words over here in the Targum. What does the Targum say? He adds in a word, Din Amei da Hashem, the nation of Hashem. Why did he say over here, the nation of Hashem? That was our question that we asked, because originally it says, Nukam Dikmas Manishu B'nei Yisrael. And here it says in this pasuk, Nikmas Hashem. So Rashi here is the Targum, just like Rashi is disturbed. And they basically, the Rashi said the same exact thing as Rashi says the same thing as the Targum. They say the same thing over here is that when it says Hashem, it really means Din Ameida Hashem, the nation of Hashem B'midyan. Now let's see what it says over here in the Perish. Perish over here says Zorizu, arm yourself, weapons. Kavanasa L'shoyin Chalutzei Tzava Mizu Yonim, to be armed. L'cha'ora, the das onkelis heicholtzu hu poil yoytze, it's a verb. K'mechalitzu, let's see. Avol b'sifrei, mashma, the sifrei is the medrash halacha on Bamidbar and Devarim. Okay, these are medrashim of halacha. Of halacha. And it says over here that the word heicholtzu hu poil oymeit, ayin sham. Now what do you mean by poil oymeit? Okay, we have to see the difference in the the poil yoitze and the poil oimed. Poil, basically what it means, poil means is a verb, but there are different types of verbs. I don't know the English equivalent of how you describe this. The poil yoitze means there's activity. Poil oimed means it describes what you're supposed to do, but it's not actually describing the doing of it. Poil omeid means it's like an instructions. This is what you should do. Poil yotze means you're actually doing it. You're engaging in it. We're describing an event that's taking place where people are actually active. Here, it's echolzu means this echolzu, poil omeid, this is what should be done. It's what should be done. Let's see. Ayin sham, ein echolzu ella is the rizu. Arm yourself. The chain l'shon targum yonis and benuziel. The ein or unkelus mafar sheicholzu l'shon hoitzah. Ayn b'gemara al pasuk zeh sheperishu shalufei mibesei l'krava. Those who are released from their home for war. Okay, now it seems that he's coming to say that the Gemara has given a different translation. A different translation. Let's go back and now try to analyze this with a little more clarity. We have here a very hard word. Vayidaber Moshe la'am le'mar. Hei cholitzu me'itzechem. Now, the easiest translation is what it says in the Talmud. The word hei cholitzu we know is chalitzas hanoal. Chalitzas hanoal means to untie the shoe straps and remove the shoe, loosen the straps and remove the shoe. So it's exactly what it says in the Gemara. There are people who are at home, family men, they have jobs, and what you do is I want you to detach them from their homes, and they should come to the battlefield, they should come to the army. We're calling up the reserves. The reserves are being called up. So Hecholtzu means the people are currently firmly attached and tied down to their wife, to their wives, to their children, to their family, to their jobs. Just like
their civilian lives?
Yeah, to their civilian lives. Just like a shoe is firmly attached to your foot with shoe straps. You tie the shoe nice and tight around the foot. They're firmly attached to, the shoe is firmly attached to the foot because there are shoe straps. The chaluta, the yavama, she goes to the yavam and she unties the straps and she that loosens the shoe and then she pulls the shoe off the foot. So here you have these people who are attached to their civilian life. They have jobs, they have families, they go to daf yomi, they come to the morning kollel in the evening, and they do all their things, their activities. And the part hecholitzu, release these people, untie those straps that connect them to their civilian life, so that they can enter into the army and they can fight. That's what it says in the Gemara. I'm going back to the bottom page, we bring it out from the Gemara. He's connecting this word to the word chalitza in the chalitza sanoal. Al posik zeshe perishu, shilufei. Shiluf means to withdraw. Like you withdraw a shoe from a foot, withdraw mi besa from their home, their civilian life, likrova, so they should be available to fight. Now, that's what it says in the Gemara, but that's not what Rashi says, that's not what the Targum says. Targum is taking the word, this word, of Hecholtzu, and giving it an entirely different translation, which means to arm, which means, it could very well mean that these people, they're in the army. These are career soldiers. That they don't have a civilian life. That's what they do. They're in the army, they're in the barracks, they practice the whole day, and it says, okay, tell them you're going now on a real mission. When you fly around with the F-35 the whole day, the F-35 doesn't have any missiles, they don't have any bombs on it. They have make-believe bombs just to practice. Take the F-35 and attach to it the real deal. Attach the nukes. Put the nukes on the F-35. Arm your weapons. No more toys, no more practice. No more practice drills. We're going to war now. This is the real deal. That's what it means, Hecholitzu, according to Malil. He says over here, Zorizu. Zorizu means to arm. Minchoin from you. Govern l'cheilav yon al midyon l'ma'alat. Rashi says exactly the same thing. Rashi says, it means over here, Hecholitzu, ketel yom al-lashon chalutzei tzava. The army, tzava means the army. Chalutzei means people that are armed. Mizu yonim, they're armed. They're ready to go. They're all ready to go. They're ready to go. So he's just putting out over here. Now he's just going over here and another point, which I don't know. We're going to skip over that. The form chilotzu, there's a difference between the word a poyel yoytze and a poyel oymed. It would appear that this pasuk means go arm yourself, battle stations. Hecholtzu means I want you to go to your weapons, take the ammunition, and put the ammunition in your weapon. That's called a poel yotze. I want you to do an action. Problem is, that's in fact how the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel translates the word. He quotes over here. Ein hecholtzu ella is da rizu. When you have the Aleph in front of it, it means it's an action. Lights, camera, action. I want you to go and put the ammunition in your weapons. Problem is, it's not what the Targum says. Targum says it means to be armed, but it doesn't mean do the arming. They shall be armed. They shall be armed. It's not a command to do something. It means this is what should be. They shall be armed. It's not telling you go arm yourself. Okay, it's a nuance. And is it a command or is it a statement of fact? This is what should be, and you figure out how to get that, how to make that happen. Okay, that's all really the difference between the two. Minachoin targum meitchem mikem v'chein v'chein targum b'shemes. Okay, fine. Din amei ad Hashem. So here he's picking up upon what Rashi picks up, the contradiction between the previous pasuk and this pasuk. Mishpat im Hashem, the law im Hashem, dein imei ad Hashem. Mishpat im Hashem. Dein means the law. Dein means we're going to exercise justice for the nation of Hashem. These evil people caused us harm. Their day of reckoning has come. They now have to pay the price. Choysev al lashon hakosev hamilim dein the mishpat amod nation. Does not say that in the pasuk. Zeh shechoysev hamila amod. Boliyashiv Kushas Hamedrash Tanchuma. The La'el Ksivit says Nikmas B'nei Yisrael. V'lam Amar Kan, why does it say Nikmas Hashem? What happened? Yalzeh Pershim Kulishakavana Am Hashem. That when it's all the same, Yisrael the Kutchubrich of Yaraisa Charvi, it's all the same. So just a matter of two sides of the coin, but it's the same coin. V'hoysev Hamila Dein. I want you to exercise Mishpat. It didn't say that in the Pasuk. Kemoshu v'sham, she'om alach makadosh baruch hu, dayon, din shalochem, mispakesh, she'gormuli lahazik eschem. So he's saying something a little different here, is that because you, the Jewish people, din shalochem, you have committed a crime, it caused me, I have to punish you. So he's saying over the same thing over here also, that because they have committed harm to you, the din demands that these people be punished. So the Targum really indeed is adding in words until the pasuk does not appear. He's adding in two major concepts. Targum is very tricky over here. I always thought when I was a child that a Targum, just translates it word for word. He doesn't do that. He embellishes the pasuk with a lot of commentary that it doesn't say. And if you read very, very carefully, you see, V'yiyol miyon law says to deliver nikmas the punishment. Hashem b'miyon. So it says Hashem, it means the nation of Hashem. And when it says Nikmas, it means the Mishpat. The Mishpat, the judgment, the law that they deserve to receive punishment. You're not just going to go punish them for fun. You're going to punish them because they deserve to be punished. Okay, so that's what we have. Now, one thing that we did not yet come across, and that is, how did Rashi know that when Moshe Rabbeinu proceeded to do this, he did it with simcha? Rashi said something. What's the proof? Av b'shama shemisosu tuli b'davar, also b'simcha, v'lo eichar, did not delay. Where's the simcha? Where is the simcha? Vayidare Moshe el ha'om leimar. He holds sumit from Noshma atzavah v'yihiyu al midyan. Where's the simcha? Where is? I think the answer is the word v'yihiyu. Because you have time, it says v'hoyo im shamoya. Vayihi bimei Achashverosh, vayihi. So vayihi is Lashon Tsar. Vay means oy vey. Vay means vayihi bimei Achashverosh. It was Rachmonis that the country had a leader, Achashverosh. According to one opinion, Achashverosh melech tipish hoyer. It was a tipish. And oy gewalt, when you have a leader who's a tipish, Vai, everyone starts to scream, Oy Gaval, what are we going to do now? How are we going to survive? How are we going to survive if we have a king who is a survivor? So here it does not say Vai. It says V'yihiyu. And when you have v'yigi, you it's the when you play around with the nikud, it's lashon simcha. So I believe the makor for Rashi here is the fact that it says va'yihiyu. It is a form of the word. I don't know all the details because sometimes you have the word va'yihi, va'yihiyu, va'y. They're all different drashas. But basically, whenever it's a va'y, that means it's tsar. Whenever it's a shva, ve, and then the chirik, ve yi, ve hoya, instead of vai, it automatically means that it's joy. So, chayra, this word that Moshe added on his own means Moshe says, let's do it. Let's do it. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu would have to die after this would happen. Okay, so hopefully we learned a couple of yesodos here so far. Okay, Nikoi means Nikoi Nikmas Nishomayes HaMidyonin, that was supposed to be base. Acharet Yosef El Amecha, why only Midyon, not Moav? Two reasons. And then we had over here this whole idea of Hecholotsu, two translations. Either means arm yourself, or it means release from yourselves, from your civilian lives, like you withdraw a shoe from your foot. Anoshim Tzadikim, for the army, the Yihu is Simcha, Al Midyan, against Midyan, Targum Al Midyan, Loses Nikmas Hashem Be Midyan, why Hashem? It should be, like it says in the previous Pasuk, Bnei Yisrael, Yisrael, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu are two sides of the same coin. When Hashem speaks, he talks about, puts his love in us. He talks about us. When we speak, we talk about him. Just like when it comes to Tefillin. What does it say in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? Umi ke'amecha Yisrael. When Hashem speaks, He focuses on us. When we speak, we focus on Hashem. So here, Hashem is speaking the vengeance for what they've done. Bnei Yisrael. When we speak, we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nikmas Hashem. And the Targum also adds in the Mishpat. It's deserving that they should suffer because of their sins. Okay, now we go to the next Pasuk, Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata. How many people are going to participate in this battle? 12,000 people. How big is Midian? I don't know how big Midian, must be a big nation. The battle, we're only going to have in the battle 12,000 soldiers. That's it. Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata, L'chol Matos Yisrael. Tishluchu, you shall send Latzava, you will send out over here to the battlefield. Latzava. Okay, now let's go back to the previous page. Anything that we missed? We don't think there's a Rashi here. There's a little bit of a Targum here. What does the Targum over here say? What did I do on the wrong page again? One second, here we go. Elif Lamata, there is no Rashi, no Rashi. What does the Targum over here say? Targum just says, Alpha, Leshifta, Alpha, 1,000 for each shevet. Lots of them. Okay, now we go to Pasek. Let's see. No, there is a Rashi. Rashi it says, L'chol matos Yisrael, L'rabois shevet Levi. What a chiddush. This battle is going to include shevet Levi. Why? Why should ordinarily shevet Levi not part of the army? Okay, over here, they know that they learn Kolo. The Charedim, then do not participate in the draft. But this situation, they will. This, obviously, Rashi was telling us, the Pesach was telling us, and Rashi was telling us, this is a different type of battle. This battle is much, much more severe than other battles. Dealing with Midian, Arayos, they caused the notion, the men, the women of Midian, they caused the men to be Nishon Arayos. This is much, much more serious. And what does the Targum say? Targum says over here, L'shifta l'chol shifta l'yisrael tishluchun, you shall send l'cheila to the army. Now let's see over here, it says over here, Hashvatim tirgim l'ashnachos matas poesav hei b'haydiya. Okay, it means the shvatim. Next pasuk, pasuk vav. Pasuk hei. Vayimosru, they deliver, they hand it over me'alfei Yisrael, from the thousands of Yisrael. This is a very interesting pasuk. Elef Lamate, 1,000 per Mate, Shnei Mosa Elef, a grand total of 12,000. Chalutze Tzavah, Chalutze armed soldiers. Now let's see what it says over here in the Rashi. Rashi says, "Vayimashu lohidiacha shofchan shalroi Yisrael kamehim chavim al Yisrael." They delivered. This pasuk come to teach you the praise of the shepherds of the Jewish people. Kamehim chavim al Yisrael ad shaloshamu b'misasai. Before they heard Moshe was going to die, Mohu Oimer, Oid me'ad use koluni. Umi sheshama shemisas Moshe tluy ben nikmas midyan, l'ratzu l'leches ad shenimsu al korchai. Rashi is coming to explain why the say Vayimashu, the word Vayimashu as a connotation is that they were forced. They were forced to engage in this battle. They were forced to participate. Why did they need to be forced? Because they said, they realized that when this battle is over, when the mission is over, Moshe is going to die. They do not want Moshe to die. They want Moshe to live forever. Because they have a chavivus for Moshe. What do you mean they have a chavivus for Moshe? Moshe himself said, Oid me'at usikoluni. They want me dead. Just another moment, they're going to throw stones on me, they're going to kill me. So what is it? So the answer is, when Moshe was healthy and fine and he wasn't going, then they want to kill him. When they know that Moshe is going to go tomorrow, oh, then they want him to stay alive forever. It's very strange. This is a very hard thing to appreciate when this thing's over here. You don't appreciate something until you don't have it. Now they realize they're going to lose it. All of a sudden they become very choviv in their eyes. One more time, Yimashu. Again, the words of Rashi. They were forced to hand over soldiers against their will. Why was it against their will? Lohadiachah to tell you, Shifchan, the praise, Shalaroye Yisrael, of the shepherds. Who are the shepherds? Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the shepherd? Kamehim chavivim al Yisrael, how precious therefore upon the Jewish people, Shachlo Nishon b'misas, until before they heard that Moshe's death is imminent, Mohu Oimer, Moshe said, Oid mad usikoluni. Umi sheshamoi shemisas Moshe tlui b'nikmas midim. But now when they heard that when they finish this job, Moshe's going to go die. Now l'ratzu l'leches, they don't want to participate. Ach nimshum al-kach, until the people, they were forced to be hand over 1,000 people per shaped. Okay, now let's go over here to Targa. Targa here says, v'is b'charu. That's a very strange word. The word v'is b'charu means it was selected. That's not what the word means. Vayimashu means it was handed over, it was delivered. Not selected. The word bechir means you survey your flock and you pick out very specifically what you want. That's not what it says here. It says that was obviously done behind the scenes. People were selected and now they were delivered. They put the soldiers, every Shevet had to give over 1,000 soldiers. Amazon Prime vans showed up in front of people's houses, and they knocked on the door and says, you have been selected to participate in the war, get into the box, and I'm putting you in my van, I'm going to deliver you, next day delivery to the headquarters of the Institute for a war upon Midian. You have to be delivered from the fulfillment center immediately. They were delivered. Not, the selection was done before. For some reason, the Targum says, V'is b'charu, nay, alfaya de Yisrael, from the thousands of the Jewish people, alfa, 1,000 l'shifta, tre asar ilfin, 12,000, mizor zechela, armed soldiers. Now let's see over here. He says over here a lot of good stuff over here. Okay, unfortunately this photocopy did not come out too great. I don't know why, hit and miss. Gotta keep my hands very steady when I take the pictures. Here it says, the is bicharu, the nivcharu, a selection. Tirgim b'dash of nosan b'sifrei, she sar ho'elef, bochar batzadikim, she be'alofof, umisoron, and then he delivered. Now, that's not what it says in the pasuk. It was like, "Uderach zun milkitu mikolo alafin was collected elef lamate." Period. Oi, utsulu before we'll come back and explain. Oi, shadasun kolis kilmedish tanchuma. Zelushonai vayimashu Bal Korcha, and that's what Rashi said against their will. Lefi Shetol Akos B'Misas Moshe, Shetol Moshe, Shetol Akos B'Misas Moshe B'Nichmas Midyan. Amar Neilich, let's go L'Midyan. Amar they said Neilich L'Midyan V'Yamus Moshe. We're going to go to Midyan. The Moshe is going to die. No way. Nimdu Mileilich. We're not going. Amar Lo Yakadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Hatel Gorolos Kias Lats Al Hashvatim. They have no choice against their will. And therefore the Targum is saying is not precise. It's not an exact translation. According to both opinions, it's according to what was going on behind the scenes. Another example, Targum Yoris Menuzil V'is Bacharu Gurvin Sadikin U'Mosrun Nafshehoin Me'alfaya Di Yisrael. He says both. The Targum Yoris Menuzil, to prove the point that the word is not, it's not a literal translation, to prove the point is because in Targum Yoris Menuzil he says two, both words. He says Targum Inyan HaBechira V'Gam Inyan HaMesira. So you see that the word Bechira is not the translation for V'Yimoshu. And the Targum over here is doing something very bold by not translating the pasuk according to its true interpretation. So therefore, before we go further, we have to appreciate what, over here, what he said over here and he brought down. There are two different interpretations as to what the Targum means. And you get an appreciation of what Rashi, how, what Rashi really felt. Because he says here the word v'isbecharu means, one interpretation in the Medrash is, going back to the previous Rashi, anoshim. What are Anoshim? Tzadikim. So who makes that selection? Who really knows who is a tzadik? Your boss. When you go to the boss, there was Sorei Alofim, that'll be the next Targum. There was Sorei Alofim, Sorei Meos, Sorei Chamishim, Sorei Asorois. Klal Yisrael was broken down into rank and file. And there were people that were in charge, the most elite were the Sorei Alofim. You were in charge of 1,000 people. You knew who showed up the Shachris early every morning. And you knew who talks during davening. And you know which people slacked off and didn't learn the daf, didn't come to Shir, and which people came to Shir. The Sorei Alofim knew who the Tzadikim are. And being that, there was a command, Anoshim, which means Tzadikim, it was the job of the Sorei Alofim to select the Tzadikim. So when it says Vayimoshu, for whatever the reason is, the Targum refuses to translate the word Vayimoshu. It's a very bizarre thing. He refuses to translate the true word Vayimoshu, which means it was delivered. Before you make a delivery, you first must make a selection. Who are you selecting? Tzadikim. Because that's what the condition, Anoshim. Tzadikim. That's what you're selecting. That is one explanation of why it says V'is Bicharu. Now I'm suggesting to you that Rashi, that's what Rashi felt. Rashi saw the word V'is Bicharu. Ooh, look at that. A selection. A selection? What kind of selection is going on over here? Oh, because it says Anoshim, Tzadikim. Oh, okay. So you selected Tzadikim, and then you delivered them to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says, no, you got it all wrong. You totally got it. You're wrong. You're wrong. The word Vayimosuru means against your will. And if we would just say they would, what does it mean against your will? So let me explain to you what it means, what the Targum really means to say what I want to, or actually means. When they found out that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, they all were on strike. They all went on strike. We quit. We're not in charge. I just read in the news today that the government wants to impose a forced a vaccination on the soldiers. Do you know that 40% of the armed forces refuse to take the vaccine? There are 40%, 4 out of every 10 soldiers refuse to take the vaccine. Why? Because, you know, a soldier is physically fit. They take pride in their, you know, in their physical well-being and their ability to perform, to run, and they're afraid that taking this vaccine is going to affect their ability to be a gibor. So they refuse. So the military is saying, if you don't take the vaccine, you're fired. So many people have responded, so good, fire us, we quit. So there's a whole big debate going on in the Pentagon, what to do now. So I read the news, a big debate, what should they do? Should they come down hard on them and enforce them and have them quit? Or should they just, whatever, wait and see. So here, it's exactly what happened. Here, not the vaccine, but here, Moshe's going to die when we finish this mission. We quit. So Moshe went and he made a goyrel. The goyrel is what was the bechira. The bechira was the, and it was a goyrel of forced. Rashi saying, it says, with Vayimashu, means it was against their will. Targum says, v'is becharu. What does that mean exactly? So maybe Rashi understood that when the men v'is becharu means that they didn't care that Moshe's going to die. Maybe they did not even know Moshe's going to die. Maybe they didn't know according to the other interpretation. What's the selection? You told us, Anoshim, Tzadikim. So you were selected. That's called being forced. Being selected by the Sar Ho'alofim is called being forced. Because he's going to decide who is a tzaddik in his eyes, who's a tzaddik, who's not a tzaddik. Rashi didn't like that pshat. And Rashi learned, it says they were forced. I'm not going to go down the line of tzaddikim. I want to tell you another medrash. And the other medrash is they refused to serve because they knew that Moshe would die. So therefore Moshe made a goyrel. Now look at this, it comes out now that no one selected tzaddikim. Hashem is the one who made the selection of the tzaddikim. Hashem made the selection, and that selection was how they were forced to serve because Moshe didn't want Moshe to die. Okay, all of this stuff comes out when we analyze the word v'isbacharu. What's this very bizarre word for the word v'ayimashu? V'ayimashu literally means it was forced. What do you mean forced? Something was going on behind the scenes. They were forced. Either someone made a decision who is a tzaddik, or the goyrel forced them because they refused to serve. Targum is vague, but Rashi's not. Rashi, right away, but the reason why Rashi wrote this whole pilpul is because he saw the Targum, they were selected. So Rashi says, I want to make it clear what the selection was. The selection was the goyrel. Against their will. How? The goyrel. That's vayimashu. Why did Rashi make this whole long drasha? Because the Targum said that it was a selection. V'isbecharu. And maybe Luchari learned that Rashi, the Targum learned that it was a selection by the Sarei Alafim, who selected who's a tzaddik. All right, we're going to stop over here. Thank you very much for coming along with me. It's very meaningful, this shir. I would learn if I didn't have you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Rabbi Levine, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So I'm wondering, Rashi is there. It says that Pinchas was, they call him Buti, he was the descendant of both Yosef and Yisroel.
Okay.
So I understand the Yisroel because his mother was married, his mother's Yisroel's daughter. However, where does the connection to Yosef come in? I don't understand that.
From his father's side.
When he's his father's side, he's a Kohen.
We have to go back, so let me go back 1 second. He had dual yichus. It was from his mother and his father.
Right.
One second. I don't think I know offhand. I remember once learning that. I think we once discussed this. I think
it's not necessarily free, but I don't have it. But I just didn't understand how is that child.
I think it's from...
He's a Kohen, then how can he be from Yosef?
Lefi shoyu hashvatin mevazim moysoyu harisen ben puti zeh, the son of puti, shepitem agi imoy, the father of his mother, agolim lavoidas elile. Pinchas ben Elozar ben Aharon ha-Kohen. So let's go. Pinchas, he was a son ben Elozar. Okay, so ben Elozar. Ben Aaron. He was married to Yisro's daughter, Pinchas.
It could have also been that they, whoever was assaulting Aaron, Aaron was.
Let me get a chumash. Give me 1 second, okay? I'm gonna get it off the shelf. I have a statement that answers this question. 1 second.
They picked out a Chabad couple from the building. Levaya will be tomorrow in Tranai.
All right, here we go. Here I go, let's give me a second. Matos, Pinchas, beginning with the chapter, Matos, another safe, another safe, another safe, because first of all, it says over here, Ve'elazar ben Aaron lokach loy, Elazar ben Aaron lokach loy, Mibnois, the daughters of Puti Eloh li'isha, Va'ateloiz Pinchas, Amacham Puti Elohu Yisra, Al Shem Shekoydim Giusoy, Hu Mefatim Agolim, La'akuyim lo'avodah Zerah, Ve'choyim Mevazim Espinokot Yomol Shaharithim ben Puti Zeh. Okay, now, Yichosto, let's go back, Shememar, 1 second, little Pasuk Zion, 1 second. Vayar Pinchas ben Eloz ben Aaron Akoy ben Yitzchoy ben Yechuer Biyodoy Zion, Pasuk Zion. So what's your question? Your question over here is, what's the problem? Why did he have to come from Yosef?
No, there's Rashi in that says it comes from Yosef, because it's Ben Puti, it's attributed to Yosef, and it's attributed
no.
to Yosef. I don't understand how
Yisro, where do you say Yosef? Where do you say Yosef? Lefi shohoyu ashvatim mevazim oisohar yitzem ben puti zeh shepitim avi imoy agolim lavoy dezara. Where does it say Yosef? Yisro, only thing it says is Yisro. V'hor agnos yishevim Yisro. Ulefich bo akosa v'yichaso achar Aaron. Where does it say Yosef?
No, I'm sorry, I just lost the place. Back here it's Yeah, I saw this too.